USA Radio News.
COVID-19 cases are down across the U.S., and in some places, they're down more than 64%.
This says some hospitals going back to doing elective surgeries, including Indiana University Health. Dr. Paul Offit is a member of the FDA Vaccine Advisory Committee. He says the boosters have played a key role in us moving away from the pandemic and more to the endemic. He also tells MSNBC regarding booster shots.
This is a three-dose vaccine for certain high-risk groups, those over 65, those who are immune compromised, depending on the nature of their degree to which they're immune compromised, people who have comorbidities.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Former Democratic presidential candidate Michael Bloomberg penned a scathing op-ed on Tuesday warning Democrats are headed for a wipeout in November. This is USA Radio News.
You know, I've told you how much my feet hurt from time to time, and I've also told you how much I enjoy getting to work because right here under my desk I have a pair of my slippers. Mike Lindell's new invention with patented fill, the MyPillow fill that, you know, he works in the pillow so well, comfort memory foam, patented impact gel, and it has an indoor-outdoor sole for all-day use. Right now, they are on sale. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, you will see MyPillow slippers at 50% off, but only for a limited time. Plus, you'll get Mike's soft cover book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Use my promo code USA. Savings on overstock items, too, at MyPillow.com.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau continues to cling to emergency powers.
Although the Freedom Truckers protest has been squashed by the Canadian government, Canada's legislature on Monday approved extending the use of the special emergency powers to Prime Minister Justin Trudeau for another 30 days. Canada's lower house of parliament approved it when they voted 185 to 151 in favor. Conservatives in Canada are arguing that the invocation of emergency powers threatens civil liberties for all Canadians. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
NBC experienced a ratings disaster after broadcasting the controversial Beijing Olympics, according to multiple mainstream reports. After the games ended, NBC clocked in at an average of 12.2 million daily primetime viewers of the events across all channels, including cable and Peacock, its online streaming service. That number was down 42% from the Winter Olympics of 2018. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
A four-year-old takes aim at police.
A four-year-old child in Utah fired a weapon from the backseat of a car toward a police officer after being told to do so by his dad. Police were initially called to a McDonald's just outside of Salt Lake City after restaurant workers reported a man had pointed a gun toward employees after receiving a wrong order. Employees had the man pull in front of the restaurant and wait for the correct order and then called police. When the officers arrived, they asked the man to get out of the vehicle several times, but he refused to comply, so the officers pulled him out of the vehicle. While the man was being taken into custody, the four-year-old was in the backseat of a car with a three-year-old sibling, according to the Salt Lake City Police Department. When the father told him to fire, the officer swiped the gun to the side of the car and a round was fired, grazing the officer. There were no additional injuries, and the father is in custody facing charges of felony child abuse and threatening with the use of a dangerous weapon. This is USA Radio News.
Kyle Rittenhouse launched a new initiative he says will fundraise money to sue media organizations. Rittenhouse told Tucker Carlson he decided to launch the Media Accountability Project to hold the media accountable for lies and deal with them in court. To combat slumping ratings, the Academy Awards are undergoing a radical slimming down with 8 awards to be presented off-air during next month's telecast. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.